Hello, Tom Castaldi here out on the Heritage Trail. We're on West Main Street today in Fort Wayne's historic West Central neighborhood. To help us on our radio tour of the trail, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook written by Michael Hawfield and George Mather. The two were assisted by Craig Cowan, Tom Kane, Karen Gardner, Irene Walters, and Mike Westfall. Today, ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, serves as the financial trustee for the trail. We begin our audio walk on the west central portion of the trail, where there are a variety of historical markers in this remarkable neighborhood that holds the distinction of being Fort Wayne's first locally designated historic district and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Edsel House at 305 West Main Street, built by William S. Edsel in 1839, is the oldest structure in downtown Fort Wayne and for a brief time was the city's second oldest hospital. Edsel became an attaché for the surveying corps of Colonel James Shriver, who was sent here by the federal government to lay the lines for the Wabash and Erie Canal route. Edsel was a fur trader, builder, ferry boat operator, surveyor, sawyer, and merchant. He was also prominent in Fort Wayne civic affairs during the canal era. As he prospered, William Edsel built additions to the house in 1857 and in 1870. The home was frequently the site of grand pioneer balls held to honor and reunite the founders of the city. After Edsel died in 1876, the house was converted into Fort Wayne's second hospital in 1878 by a group led by Samuel Foster and one of Edsel's sisters, Mrs. W.C. Coombs. The opening ceremony, organized by Mrs. Coombs, included an oyster supper, ice cream, music, flowers, art, and Miss Jarley's great moral show and waxworks. On the day after the grand opening, Samuel Foster recalled that before any arrangements could be made for their reception, Dr. Myers ushered in five surgical cases from out of the city. He seems to have been saving them up somewhere so as to make the opening a truly grand success. Although the beginnings were successful, the mortgage company would not allow the place to be developed as a hospital, and 2 days after it opened, the hospital closed. Still, this hospital effort eventually grew into the Parkview Medical Center. The structure became a private home again in 1887, apartments from 1907 to 1916, and then Jesse Hamlet built the popular corner store known as the Doswell Flower Shop. In 1976, it became the pilot restoration project of ARCH, and in 1986, the Home Builders Association of Fort Wayne renovated the interior for its offices. Not far from the Edsel House, to the south over at 407 West Berry Street, stands the home of Noble Olds, a wagon maker and railroad car manufacturer. It was constructed about 1870 and is one of Fort Wayne's finest examples of Italianate architecture. Olds, who was born in 1818 in Bedford Springs, Pennsylvania, settled in Fort Wayne in 1861. He soon opened a wagon wheel manufacturing plant and became active in city politics. His sons, Henry and John, joined him in the business, which expanded throughout the last decades of the 19th century to include the Olds Coal Yards, the Olds Storage Company, and the Olds Wagon Works. Henry G. Olds became one of the first officers of the Fort Wayne Jenny Electric Light Company, the predecessor of today's General Electric Company. You'll recognize the Olds home today as the Mezpah Shrine. The Shriners bought the house in 1910. Learn more about our region's history by picking up your free self-guided tour map available in the ARCH lobby at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Or for more information, go online at archfw.org. This is Tom Castaldi. We have to leave for now, but I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.